Let me guess what the first question is.
John, did you get an explanation on the disallowed goal, and if so, are you satisfied with it?
I was pissed then, and I'm pissed now. That's just my opinion. I'll let the court of public opinion take care of the rest.
I didn't think you'd respond to it.
What?
Had the goal moved on.
Well, that's, oh, I thought we, that's the one we're talking about? Well, I thought we played hard. I thought we were determined. I thought we played with passion. I thought we responded unreal. It's tough to walk into that locker room and look those guys in the eye when they've played, clearly that was our best game we've played in the series. I thought they deserved a better fate tonight. Ultimately, it ends up in a loss, and that's what hurts the most. But if you're talking about the goal, it's still a tie game. So you have to turn the page. Stuff like that happens, and I thought we did. It's tough that so many things. It's tough. Like how often is it that a player goes behind the net and his stick gets caught in the net and he trips over it to leave a guy open for the cat? When does that happen? And it just seems like things like that are happening a little bit to us, but we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time left in the game to come back. We just fell one short.
Because what was the explanation that you were given on the disallowed goal?
Well, when? On the ice or after the period?
Oh.
I basically just got, referee would make that call on the ice, and then after he said it on replay, so it's hard to argue. He's the one in charge. In my opinion, I saw it differently, but he's the one making the call, and he's a human being. He sees it one way, I see it the other. There's so many different calls. I see Steven Stamkos, one of the greatest goal scorers to play the game, on a full-fledged breakaway. Non-offside, they saw it differently. Again, I'll let the court of public opinion decide that. I see plays going to their zone. Everybody's human, so everybody sees it. It's bang bang play. We've had offsides go for us. We've had them go against us. It just sucks that it happens in the magnitude of a big time playoff game. There's so many different things. I didn't know, when the icing rule is put in and you can't change, I didn't know you're allowed to go to the bench and all of a sudden your skates, at that instant, that your skates got a bad edge. So it happened twice in the game. Everybody's trying to do their best. We're trying to do our best. Canadians are trying to do their best. The refs are trying to do the best. It's just tough to swallow for us. But let's call a spade a spade. We only scored three goals, two, and they got three, and then that fell short.
John, was there any...
Where were
we? I'm over here.
Oh, sorry.
Was there any thought or was there any chance that Stamkos was not going to come out for the third period after taking that?
Well, it's hard to say because I didn't see it till we came in the break, and... another one, I was wondering how he fell down like that, and then I had to go into the room and see how he was down like that. However you want to say, he was down on the ice. I don't think anybody, there was no malicious intent. It was just a bang-bang play when he went down. But when he came in, he was shaken up, but he felt better. And then we were going to give him a shift to see how he felt, and he just got better as it went on, so he was okay.
Sorry, John, can you elaborate on that during the intermission? What did your medical say?
How did your team regroup and come back strong in the third?
Well, you got to give the kids credit because they are kids. There's a lot of guys playing their first playoff hockey. And I look at our response, I thought, we had some pressure, we had some good chances. Pucks were just missing our sticks. Then we go down 3-1, and now it's look at a young team like that saying, are we going to throw in the towel? Clearly they didn't. We banged back and come down back 3-2, and I thought we had some really good chances. I think we sometimes we shot when we should have passed. Sometimes we passed and we should have shot. You can Monday morning quarterback all you want, but I think, you know, ultimately the fans in the seats aren't on edge any longer. But I think they were on edge for that last 8 minutes or whatever it was when we came in at 3-2.
Last one,
Coach. In your opinion, after a night like this, would you like to see a replay work?
Just set me up for everything. Well, I would have liked to have seen it then, but it's—I don't know. I don't know what. I have no idea what Toronto thinks. I don't know. Like, we don't have access to that, so maybe everybody's saying. I don't know what they would have judged. I know what I would have judged, but I'm just one person, and I'm extremely biased. But it's—I don't know how they would have judged that. To me.
Good, thanks.